Simply Done, the podcast network.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. Well, I'm sure you know this isn't really a Big Three podcast. It's the best of the Big Three. And we play this while we're continuing post-production on our pilot. And the reason we're doing that is because we wanted to keep people knowing what's going on with the pilot and everything else. Well, what's going on? Well, there's actually no news. But we've reached a key moment in this top 10 countdown because today, we conclude that countdown with the number one spot on the top 10 episodes of the Big Three podcast as voted by you, the fans. Now, as I said, there's only one show left in the countdown, but before we get to that, let's recap the top 10 hits. At number 10, Indecent Proposal. Number 9 was The Big Goodbye. Number 8 was the first of the Perry Apartments. Number 7, Pool Party. Number 6, Frankie Machine Returns. Number 5, JQA to Agent Tom. Number 4, Perry's Apartment Part 2. Number 3, Shrink Wrap. And number 2 was Gay Bullied. And now, it's time to reveal the number one Big Three podcast of all time, voted by you, the fans. There were 157 podcasts, but this one was voted by you, the best of all time. And I'm going to be honest with you. We had a lot of votes, and a lot of these people took this very, very seriously, which is exactly what we wanted. Some of the voting on these podcasts was very close. For instance, there was just one vote that separated the number 7 podcast from the number 6. But when it came down to the number 1 spot, it wasn't even a contest. This one dominated. So what episode was it? Do we need a drum roll on this? Okay. Could we get a guy masturbating to this? Perfect. Well, you may have guessed it by now that the number one show is voted by you, the fans, is the episode called Contracts. Contracts was a very complicated show to plan out. See, it was a bit of a payoff from other things that we've been doing for a while, so I think there's a little setup that's necessary here. Now, we've been doing the show for kind of a short time, and this is where we met a guy by the name of Terrifying Tim. You may know him as an American hero, but then he was somewhat of an unknown. And the way he got into the picture, the Big Three had been hired to do this Yugoslavian commercial for Drago's mattresses. Perry couldn't do it because he was caught up in one of his stupid lawsuits. So we had to find someone else. And that guy just happened to be Terrifying Tim. Well, Tim, he hit it out of the ballpark with that commercial. And he seemed a perfect fit for the Big Three. The chemistry is good. Everybody liked him. And there was something special about that man, as we later found out when he became an American hero. People at Ace Broadcasting were so happy with him, they wanted him to try out for Perry's role on the Big Three. The main reason is because Perry was starting to show signs of being a little bit out of control. Anyway, all that's the past. This is the present. Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Down, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. Well, I'm sure you know this isn't really a Big Three podcast. It's the best of the Big Three. And we play this while we're continuing post-production on our pilot. And the reason we're doing that is because we wanted to keep people knowing what's going on with the pilot and everything else. Well, what's going on? Well, there's actually no news, but we've reached a key moment in this top 10 countdown because today we conclude that countdown with the number one spot on the top 10 episodes of the Big Three podcast as voted by you, the fans. Now, as I said, there's only one show left in the countdown, but before we get to that, let's recap the top 10 hits. At number 10, Indecent Proposal. Number 9 was The Big Goodbye. Number 8 was the first of the Perry Apartments. Number 7, Pool Party. Number 6, Frankie Machine Returns. Number 5, JQA to Agent Tom. Number 4, Perry's Apartment Part 2. Number 3, Shrink Wrap. And number 2 was Gay Bullied. And now, it's time to reveal the number one Big Three podcast of all time, voted by you, the fans. There were 157 podcasts, but this one was voted by you the best of all time. And I'm going to be honest with you. We had a lot of votes, and a lot of these people took this very, very seriously, which is exactly what we wanted. Some of the voting on these podcasts was very close. For instance, there was just one vote that separated the number 7 podcast from the number 6. But when it came down to the number 1 spot, it wasn't even a contest. This one dominated. So what episode was it? Do we need a drum roll on this? Okay. Could we get a guy masturbating to this? Perfect. Well, you may have guessed it by now that the number one show is voted by you, the fans, is the episode called Contracts. Contracts was a very complicated show to plan out. See, it was a bit of a payoff from other things that we've been doing for a while, so I think there's a little setup that's necessary here. Now, we've been doing the show for kind of a short time, and this is where we met a guy by the name of Terrifying Tim. You may know him as an American hero, but then he was somewhat of an unknown. And the way he got into the picture, the Big Three had been hired to do this Yugoslavian commercial for Drago's mattresses. Perry couldn't do it because he was caught up in one of his stupid lawsuits. So we had to find someone else. And that guy just happened to be Terrifying Tim. Well, Tim, he hit it out of the ballpark with that commercial. And he seemed a perfect fit for the Big Three. The chemistry is good. Everybody liked him. And there was something special about that man, as we later found out when he became an American hero. People at Ace Broadcasting were so happy with him, they wanted him to try out for Perry's role on the Big Three. The main reason is because Perry was starting to show signs of being a little bit out of control. Anyway, all that's the past. This is the present, so hit it. Because of your bad attitude, Ace Broadcasting has told us that we have to try some new guys out in here.
Perry's irreplaceable.
Well, I think so.
Well, let's see some of the guys who could replace him.
Okay, though. Well, this first guy, you may recognize him from the Yugoslavian commercial for Drago's mattresses.
That was commercial. Yeah, I played some money, man.
You guys did a commercial without me?
Well, you couldn't do it because you were doing that Food Network thing.
No, it was. You had to go to court last. It was something
court.
Last Friday.
To your brother.
I was in court.
Yeah. 50 grand is 50 grand.
Let's do it.
So what we had to do is we had to replace you with somebody else. But it's not a big deal. You are the guy here. If we do this commercial again, right, he'll be there. But you are here. Do you have that back there? All right. This is a...
Hey, yes, by the way.
Hold on.
I know you got all the money. And you're going to give me a one-third of it. Don't forget. Okay.
You'll have to remind me again.
Okay,
but yeah, absolutely.
I totally remember.
Okay, so this is a commercial. This is hopefully they start broadcasting our podcast.
We had to replace Perry in this commercial.
Yeah, and this is, we were very sad about this, but they wanted the Big Three, so we got another guy.
Let's hear it.
All right, hit it.
Johnny Knox.
Hi, I'm Don Barris.
I'm Maul.
And I'm Terrifying Tim. Ooh, ooh.
And together, we're the
Big Three.
And whenever we're in Yugoslavia, we buy all our mattresses at Drago's Discount Mattresses.
They don't cost a lot of Yugoslavian money.
And they feel great after a long day of skateboarding and doing comedy. Ooh, ooh.
Don't take our word for it. Here's Drago himself.
Yeah, this is Drago. Come to my mattress, though. I've been there for the experts. Yeah, the doors for Donny Doveridge. Yeah, Lubel, Utebia, Silly, Stearns and Foster, Cherdevin Wells, Simmons, Springer, Virgin, Edem, the Rakadrishninest.
That's why Drago's mattresses are the only place for the
Big Three.
Drago's Discount Mattresses, with locations in Belgrade, Niš, Podgorica, and our newest location in Krugugovac. Drago's Mattresses! I kill your prices in the face!
Hey, yeah.
All right. That came out really good, man.
$50,000
Did you give Terrifying Tim his third of the money, too?
I will.
Tim is not me!
Oh, man, Terrifying Tim. Well, we got it. We're in.
Oh, well, but I feel bad for you, Perry.
That's a bummer.
I feel bad for you.
Oh, so thanks. I don't have any.
All right, it's not
income.
By you. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. Don't yell. Don't you dare. Stop your fucking yelling. This is why.
Then I'm off the show.
No, don't. Because it has nothing to do with the show.
Can we just be happy for Terrifying Tim for a second?
I'm happy.
Terrifying Tim is not me.
I know.
He's not a part of the big three. He's a punk.
He's not a punk. He was a fun guy. He's not you, absolutely. And I think he tries to rip
you off. He's not the star of Windy City Heat.
No, he's not.
He's not that guy right there.
What, you're pointing to a picture of you in the Big Three podcast.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah, no, he's not.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Perry, take it easy.
I am so freaking poor
right
now.
But it's not my fault. Why are you blaming me?
I've been doing these effing podcasts over here, not making a dollar.
Okay, we're not making any money either.
Then we're done.
What?
We're done.
Why are we done?
I'm not a part of the Big Three no more.
Yeah, you are.
The big star,
Big Three.
The original star has just been screwed.
Welcome to the Big Three podcast. Terrifying Tim. Come on in here. You sit right here by Perry. Come on over here. Terrifying Tim.
All
nice
right.
to see you again.
Hello.
Nice working with you. And this is Perry right over here. Okay, put your headphones on.
Great.
All right, here he is, Terrifying Tim, everyone.
He's pretty good.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Well, welcome.
Nice
First
to see
of
you
all,
again.
It was nice to work with you on that commercial.
That's now, the guy from the commercial we did.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying.
Terrifying Tim.
Oh. I love that.
Oh.
Okay, now, can I ask you a couple questions to kind of introduce you to our audience?
Sure.
Now, you did the Drago's Mattress commercial with us. Have you done anything else in show business?
Yeah, I did a showcase
for
my acting class. I've been training with a great acting instructor, and we all, down in San Pedro, rented out some theater, and I did some nice scenes.
Oh, well that, yeah. Okay, so you've done nothing on where we could watch it?
Nope.
Okay.
Not yet, but I'm working on a reel, and I just moved out of here not long ago, and I want to start a career in acting,
well,
and comedy, and broadcasting.
Where are you
from? You should do a commercial with us.
From? Where are you from?
I'm from Winthrop, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you, how long have you been in the business?
About 6 weeks. So
6 weeks?
But, I mean, I did a commercial.
That's right.
And I'm working with a voice coach who's helped me kind of get rid of my
Boston
accent.
Who's your acting instructor?
You wait a minute. Hold on. You had a Boston accent? You don't have one now.
I've worked very hard. I've been watching, you know, there's a guy who has a lot of acting DVDs and tapes that he shows me. And Mark Wahlberg has one.
Oh,
yeah. There's like a Mark Wahlberg acting technique.
And he's from Boston, too.
He is. And he there's some great... great things. I totally lost my
accent. The Big Apple.
I'm trying. No, it's not the Big Apple.
Come up with a whole new
Beantown.
Beantown.
Yeah. Now you've completely lost it. I don't hear any of it in there. The accent I'm referring
sometimes,
to.
Like, you know.
So let me hear it a little bit. Can you talk?
I guess all my life I grew up kind of talking more like this, but like
say car.
Ka.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like stuff like that. Like so,
say
so
root beer float.
Root beer float.
What's another thing that you guys say?
Say wicked.
Wicked. It's wicked. Good.
Fucking,
but what?
The what's that word?
I don't know. I don't know what you're.
Come on,
Perry, help him.
I'm
the. Oh,
I don't know what you're trying to.
What do you, Perry? Yes. Help him.
Basketball.
Perry, help him.
Football.
Sure, whatever.
Perry, help him.
I don't know what he's.
No, you have a very interesting outfit. What is that?
Well, actually, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Windy Heat. I saw it last night for the first time, and
that took place in Boston.
Yep. Well, I think.
Windy City is Chicago.
Yeah, that's right.
Why are we doing in Boston?
That's where he's from.
That's where I'm from. But I, sir, I just want to say I'm a huge fan. I thought your work in that film was excellent. More than anything else, I just thought your style was great. And I hope it's okay. You know, imitation is the highest form of flattery, as they say.
You're wearing a fedora, like Barry.
I went out and got one today. I mean, this man right here, honestly, he doesn't get the credit he deserves. This man pioneered the fedora look way before Don Draper and Mad Men ever came onto the scene. I got to tell you,
this guy is a living legend.
My pioneering of the fedora look goes as far back to 1977.
Whoa.
That's when I was born.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the year I was born.
Yeah,
okay, but what else are you wearing there? It's...
Oh, well, I just I loved his, you know, his hefty bag jacket that he was wearing all through the movie. And I was like, there's a guy who just doesn't give a fuck. That's, you know, like back in Boston, I would be like, that's the fucking hottest guy on the block. You don't want to fuck with fucking Tommy because he's wearing a fucking garbage bag.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? And, and I was like, yes, finally somebody's not going to, like, try too hard or, like, you know, try to be.
Garbage bag. Not garbage bag.
It's his brand.
That's right. No, you're absolutely right. I'm sorry.
But what are you talking about in the movie?
My acting instructor told me, he's like, son, if you want to make it in this business, you need to lose the accent and stop sounding like a retard. So I'm trying.
That's funny.
To take that advice, and you're right.
I'm a little confused, though. You said that in the movie he's wearing a garbage bag.
Yeah. He's wearing it right now.
This is not a garbage bag. It's a leather jacket.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh my God!
He thought your leather jacket was a garbage bag.
Wrong.
Oh, that's kind of a mistake.
But in the movie you were wearing one, right?
The only garbage bag I wore was when
you were thrown in the garbage. I remember that.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe you got
a garbage bag wrapped around
that,
you.
The garbage
and that's
bag.
That's what you wore the rest of the movie.
Wait a second. The garbage bag.
You guys are talking about Windy Heat.
Yep.
The garbage bag thing wasn't even in the movie. That matter, you remember when I got...
Not really. No, I really don't.
No, I'm
over
like,
at UCLA,
like every
when you guys put me...
Yeah, that's a whole different thing.
Every scene.
That wasn't even in the movie.
Okay, well, I think what he's saying...
That was after the movie, actually.
No, he was wearing a leather jacket in the movie, not a garbage bag.
Through the whole film.
I'm sorry. Well, then I guess I should
I guess I should have bought
a leather jacket today instead of going...
It looks just like it, though. Look at you guys together. Now you know how you could make it in show business? Perry can give you a tip. Okay. You go to a commercial for Alvarado Hospital, okay? Then you pull over a girl on the freeway, and you try to kiss her. And when she reports you to the casting director.
All right. I think I see where this is going. This is the Randy Callahan story, right?
How did you know that?
Don't. That's not a good way. Am I right, Perry?
He made it in show business.
I read about that.
I know. It's online. But.
That was 1992.
Okay, let's just drop it.
Listen. I gotta stick up for this guy for 1 second.
Okay.
Like, can I just fucking be real? Be really me, not terrifying Tim, my actor guy, you know?
Yeah.
Listen. If I'm being fucking real, it is a fucking hard world out there. And if this man...
Are you crying?
If this man wants to make it to the top and shows that kind of fucking dedication, someone says, you get over here, son, and here's your one shot. You do this to me and it's straight to the top. You think you guys make fun of this guy for having that fire in his belly?
No, nobody's making fun of him.
Fuck both of you guys.
Okay.
He's good.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, I'm going to ask each of you one question, and I want you to think about this question because it could be the question that gets you to be the third member of the Big Three. Are you guys ready?
Yeah. Born ready.
Perry?
Spit it out.
Okay. Why do you think that you should remain on this show?
To start with, I've been on the show since the beginning. Since 1992?
This show is not... We're talking about this show, the radio.
The podcast. Again, I've been on the show from the beginning. And
But you've been a racist.
I've been a real
homophobic pig.
That's my personality due to the fact of the way I am about certain things in life. You know, you got Andy Dick coming on here and grabbing my arm and... Rubbing my arm and
all right.
Show your homophobia. You know, let yourself out of the cage. I'm not gay.
You should know this about me, is that I'm a virgin. And
how old are you?
34.
And you're a virgin?
I'm a virgin, because I'm not married yet. I'm a Catholic. I take it real serious. You know, if I were one of those people who was sexually active, which I am not, I would go for it. Guy, girl, anything. If it was going to help my career, help me become famous, help me become a fucking star, which is like what I've wanted to be ever since I was a kid, you know, growing up, you know, back home, just watching all these comedians. Like, I wanted to be the Dice Man, but, you know, a virgin Dice.
Oh, God. Sam Kennison was my hero.
Really?
And they used to fight constantly.
But to get ahead, I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
That's exactly what happened to me, but I did not enjoy it. I did not enjoy it.
You're always, but here he goes. He's going to start bragging about this thing.
Why you didn't enjoy it?
You said you enjoyed it.
I did not enjoy it.
You said it was the best one you ever had.
Would you shut up?
You did. You were like, it's the best one I ever had.
You didn't say that. You did say that.
Yeah, I loved it. I would do it all the time.
All right, let me ask you this.
It makes sense, though, that it would be the best.
Perry, look at me. Perry, continue on. Why should you be the third member of the Big Three?
I think I'm the best Scary Perry ever. There's nobody else that could be me. Everybody else that tries to be me it just wouldn't work. I was the original, and that's that.
Terrifying Tim.
Yes.
Why do you think you're the best, and you should be a member, the third member of the Big Three?
Well, I got to tell you guys, I'm Terrifying Tim. Ooh ooh ooh. Oh 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 oh. Every time I'm like, oh, 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 oh.
Awesome.
All right.
Terrifying Tim.
And I've got
buddy.
A good, I can do, oh, 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 oh,
Do you know
Listen,
Back in Black?
Sweetie Pie.
I gave you your time.
Listen,
hey,
Sweetie
Perry,
Pie.
You did give him his time.
You're
give
done. You your time. You're done. Because you're not a rock star. You could never do it as a rock star. Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh. What are you, gay?
Oh, oh, oh. I don't know yet.
So here's what I want to ask you. Do your catchphrase, and what would make you special on the show? A catchphrase that people will recognize you from on the show. Perry, go first.
This is Mike Turf, Mike Town, Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois. That's right, the land of big buildings, big shoulders, big hearts, and broken fucking dreams. Yeah, you know, you can't change what I said in the movie.
Okay, I didn't say a catch paragraph. I said a catchphrase.
I just said a catchphrase.
Okay. Terrifying Tim, do your catchphrase.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim. Ooh, 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 oh, 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 oh.
What are you trying to sing a song?
Wow. Whoa. Okay. Let's do a big three. Here we go. All right, put it in there. Big three.
Oh, 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 oh.
Back off, buddy. Listen.
What? Let's do it again. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Big three.
Oh. You're not.
Wait a minute. Oh. It is more musical that way. It really is more musical.
Wow.
All right.
Let's try it back.
Now you want us?
Yeah. You want
the three of us.
All right. Here we go. Put it on there.
You know how to, remember how to do it?
You remember how to do it? Perry, how long is this going to take you? Just put your hand out there.
Big three! Oh, 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 oh!
After that debacle, some interesting things happened. And by interesting, I mean terrible. Week by week, it was becoming just unbearable to get Perry to come down and do the show. I'm telling you the truth. There's no joke about this. This wasn't some sort of bit we were doing or anything like that. But every week, it was becoming a new battle just to get Perry there. By this point, Perry had hired himself a new business manager. And I'm not going to mention the guy's name, but this guy was not a friend to the project when he first came into the picture. So this business manager told Perry that he should demand $500 for each podcast, and then an additional $100 to be given to the business manager. Now, he had Perry convinced that he deserved $600 for gracing us with his appearance each week. Well, obviously, that was never going to happen. So what did Perry do? He quit the show. Yep. This was the first of what became many instances of Perry quitting the Big Three podcast. Mole and I didn't want to let the fans down, so we took advantage of a bad situation. We had a guy that everybody seemed to love in Terrifying Tim, and for good reason. He was lovable. So we figured we'd carry on the Big Three with Mole, Terrifying Tim, and myself as the new Big Three. We actually did an episode called The New Big Three, where it was just the three of us, and there was no Perry to be found. Now, what's crazy about this, there was a few of you that actually voted this episode your favorite. But I was starting to get the feeling something was missing, and it just didn't quite work. So shortly after that, Mole and I had the idea for the three of us to go out to Mammoth Mountain for a snowboarding weekend. This weekend was intended to discuss the future of the Big Three and decide if there was a future at all. Well, on that trip, Terrifying Tim took a terrible tumble. We didn't know what was going to happen, and we found out he had sprained his tailbone. So now that kept him laid up and unable to do any of the podcasts. So Mole and I, we made the decision, we're going to do this one, just the two of us. Now, we were only 5 minutes into the show, and guess who walked in uninvited? That's right, it was Perry. And this time, he brought along a guy by the name of Hank Greenberg, who turned out to be Perry's new agent, not to be confused with his business manager. So let's pick things up right there and listen in. Hit it, please. Hey, what are you doing here?
Whoa. Oh, my God, look who it is, look at this, look at this, look at this.
Perry.
Buddy, buddy.
Hey, shut your fucking mouth. What are you doing
in our place? Don't tell me to shut the fuck up.
What are you doing in our place?
Gentlemen.
Buddy.
Gentlemen.
What the fuck are you doing?
Perry, over here.
My name is Perry Greenberg, and I'm Perry's new agent.
Well, why are you busting in on our show?
Look who's here, look
at this. Okay, Mole, shut up. Hey, Perry, don't fucking, you coming to our show. Hey, tell this guy to get the fuck out.
Perry.
What are you doing in here?
Hi, buddy.
Is that Mole?
That's Mole.
Buddy.
Mole.
What are you doing in here?
Don.
Yeah, it's my buddy.
What is he doing here?
My best pal right there.
Okay, listen. Everyone shut up. Perry, are you all right? You
what? Wait a minute. What the hell is going on here?
Please talk to me.
No. Hold on. I'm not going to have him stand out here. If he's going to come in here, you sit down.
We're in the middle of doing the news.
Are you all right? Sit down.
No, sit down.
Okay. Grab those two mics. Perry, bring those mics over here.
Perry. Over here. It's Mole. Hi, buddy. Mole. Missed Mole. You, buddy. Mole. Buddy, I missed you.
Mole.
You miss me.
Don't talk to him. Move the mics.
Buddy.
Mole, Hank Greenberg. Right.
Hello.
What is your name?
Hank Greenberg. Nice to meet you, Don. How are you?
Nice to meet you. Whoa, that's a nice suit.
You know, Perry told me you have beautiful eyes, and he wasn't lying.
What are you talking about, dude?
Perry's always telling me how beautiful your eyes are.
I don't care.
They are.
Cool. What about my eyes?
What are you doing here? Dude, what are you doing here?
Business.
All right, Don.
All right, there's a mic. Go by the mic. Be professional.
Whoa, look who's here, man. Look who's here. You guys, it's Perry, man.
What kind of business? Yeah, we're in the middle of a live podcast.
We're in the middle of a live podcast, I guess.
We went live today.
We're doing a new segment. Are we doing in the news?
All right, listen to me. You can sit on the couch, please. Okay. Hank, sit on the couch. Move the mic. There's headphones right there for both of you. Now, here's the deal. I'm willing to talk to both of you because, as Perry said, you're here on business. I'd like to hear what business you've got with me. Don't give him five.
Come on, he's my buddy.
All right.
Good. Perry.
All right, that's great.
Perry. Okay. Perry.
Testing.
Okay.
Hey, Perry.
What?
Good to see you, buddy. How much weight did you lose?
He looks great, right?
He looks awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
All right.
Testing.
Why are you here? Why did you interrupt our show?
All right, Don, I'll level with you. I'm an agent.
I've never heard of you.
Cleaning agent?
Oh, good one, Mole.
You guys do a great show. That's true. And Don,
thank you.
Don, I will concede that you are a huge talent.
Thank you.
You have accomplished great things in show business.
Thank you.
I concede all those things. But let me tell you this. This show is not the same without Perry, and I think everyone in this room knows that.
I tell you, it's been very relaxed and it's been pretty professional.
All right, and I will say this, and I will say two things about that. One, our ratings have doubled.
Your ratings have dropped. There's no, more people that have dropped watching.
That's not true at all.
Perry,
I'm giving you facts. You're making something up in your delusional mind. I'm giving you facts. You can ask the people at Ace Broadcasting. Our ratings
our
jumped.
Our numbers just came in,
double.
Perry. It is true. Our numbers
double.
Came in. They doubled.
Okay. But I
almost
will.
Almost doubled. A little less than double.
Okay. Not exactly.
Almost doubled.
How are your numbers? How are the numbers?
It doesn't matter.
Pretty
I'm
good,
just
dude.
Telling you.
But you're saying
if,
they doubled.
If you want.
From four people to eight people.
Oh, that's very funny, Perry. That's
Perry,
really
seriously.
Funny. Just is that funny to you?
And we work pretty hard.
Is that
here,
funny
right?
to you? Here's
two,
what I,
two
here's
of us
what
here
I
are pretty committed, and we're pretty
I,
working
I
pretty
put,
hard.
Hey,
I'm
Greenberg,
listening.
Greenberg,
I'm listening.
Looking at me.
I'm listening, Don.
Perry called me about 14 weeks ago, 15, 16 weeks ago.
Okay.
Begging for help. So we put together this podcast. I got mold together.
That's you, me.
You have to remember this. Perry's tried to sue me and do all these things to me over the years, and I still tried to help him. Why? Because this poor son of a bitch, I felt terrible for. Because deep down, I care a great deal about Perry. And to answer your question, yes, it is a different show. And double the ratings, it isn't as good.
Thank you.
I will admit to that. He's a dynamic performer.
Absolutely, yes.
He's a good actor.
Yeah.
He's good looking.
Thank
you. That is
true. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
He has hair that anyone would love to have.
Absolutely.
He.
I appreciate that, Don.
He's energetic. He's energetic.
In the agenting world, we say that Perry has it.
Yeah. Well, I knew that 18 and a half years ago when I picked him out of the fucking cornfields of the Comedy Store Westwood. I told him he could come in and he would be able to not have to sign up every week. I would let him get on stage all the time because I thought something special of him. I said, Perry, if you believe in me, I will put you in a movie. I did put him in a movie.
Yeah.
All right?
Ten years later.
It doesn't matter,
Perry,
how many
fucking
years.
Do you know how
long
it takes to make
longer.
A movie?
Okay, I don't know.
Okay, you've never done it. You had all this time to do something on your own. What did you do, Perry? What'd you do?
Nothing.
Well, nothing. All right,
the
and
Perry
so he,
skateboards.
Scary Perry skateboards.
Okay, and what has that done?
Very little.
Very
but
little.
But it's, I mean.
He asked us to put a show together. We worked 12 weeks on this thing, and we get the ratings up to the point where people are excited about the Big Three
Absolutely,
podcast.
I know.
Am I wrong about this, Mole?
No, you're not wrong.
Let me ask you this, though. Do you think you could have done that without my client?
No, to tell you the truth,
thank you.
No, I couldn't.
Thank you.
But you know what?
Do you think he could have done it without us?
No, I think you guys are a team. That's what
we
I think.
We are a team in this fashion.
Okay, well.
That's
but,
what I think.
But you know what? Here's the deal. This guy, your
yeah.
client,
right.
for some reason, starts acting like he's going to sue people, acting like he's going to do all this. And all I'm saying is, hey, if you've got a problem, talk to me. But every week, I would have to fight to get him to come here. And then when he'd come here, the minute the show was over, there was times that he was in tears crying, like, oh, I'm sorry what I did. But then he turns around the next day. I want $500. We don't make a dime on this. I said, if you want, Perry, bring your representation down to Ace yeah. Broadcasting. I'll be more than
well,
happy to open the books and tell them exactly what's going on.
Well, here we are. I'm his representation.
Okay, but you walk in on the middle of our podcast.
I'm sorry. Was I supposed to call your secretary, or I'm supposed to get a hold of Mole's assistant?
You can call my assistant.
What is your fucking problem, dude?
You're telling me you're not disrespecting us?
Please, Dan, can
no,
I talk
let
to,
me,
can
let
I talk
me
to,
level.
Can I say something?
Yeah, you may say something.
Can I say something, Dan? Don't listen for a second.
All right, don't,
okay,
you
let
take
me,
your earphones
let me
off.
Just
take
talk
your earphones right. off.
This guy's obviously a Hollywood shark, dude.
He knows what he's doing for sure.
We just got to be really smart here and not mess up.
Well, okay.
And don't fight with him because he seems like a nice
but,
guy.
But here's the deal. I'm trying my very best to be nice. And
you
Perry,
are being
Perry's
nice.
Screaming at me. If they have a problem, if Perry has a problem, why doesn't he just say to me, hey, this is my problem,
yeah,
and then we try
what?
To solve it.
But you know what? I like this guy's style.
He does dress nice, and he looks like a good agent.
But he's also, he brought Perry in, too.
I do miss Perry. All right. Hey, guys, put your headsets back on. We have a couple things we have to do. We were in the middle of our newscast. It's kind of a big bit for us.
I think now would be an appropriate time for Perry to maybe promote anything he has going on.
He's not on the show.
He's not on the show, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't you do this as a sign of good faith? How about that?
No.
How about just do this for the sake of your old relationship with Perry?
Oh, okay.
And start. We can start there to build.
Okay. Because I'm going to tell you what he's going to promote.
Okay.
He's going to promote something, and it's going to go up against Terrifying Tim's skateboard company. And he's a member of the show, and Perry's not. I don't mean anything disrespectful to you, Perry, but we're in a business here. You quit. Terrifying Tim has replaced you, and what we're doing is we're trying to push a skateboard company. And for 14 weeks...
For $149.99 a deck?
I think it's gone up a little. It went up.
It went 79. He can't keep him in stock.
Let me ask you this as a hypothetical. This is totally a hypothetical.
Shoot.
Let's just say, I'm just throwing this out. Let's just say that Terrifying Tim's not on the show anymore. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Let's just say that Perry's back on the show and he makes a real commitment to you. He says, he signs his name. Okay. What if Perry makes a real commitment that you believe in? Would you let Perry promote his products?
If Perry was part of the show?
Under this scenario.
Of course. I, you know, what we did with Terrifying Tim is we gave Terrifying Tim a minute to promote anything he wanted. And
he doesn't even sell his stuff in stores and stuff. He does all his stuff over Facebook and Twitter.
Right. So he does it in a
That's what I'm trying to do also.
Okay, well.
Why am I not on? A minute. Testing, testing.
You're on.
Like a minute's not bad.
A minute what?
A minute on the podcast. To just
to promote my decks?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That'd be great. Yeah,
that'd be great.
That would
okay,
be great.
All right.
It's a
well,
whole minute.
Well,
but now it's.
Well, wait a second.
Let's just not.
Hey, Greenberg, listen to me.
Yeah.
I said that it would be, but he's never asked me before. He's never said, hey, I'd like a minute on the podcast to promote my product. He's never.
You always said that I had to pay $1,000 or something like that?
Perry, yeah. Perry, just wait.
Okay, well, but you've never asked. If you'd said, hey, I'd really like to do it, you know what I would have said? Ask me. Ask me right now.
Perry, why?
Would you be willing to allow Scary Perry Skateboards as, you know, a shout-out on the show?
The shout-out?
You know.
No, that would cost what $10. we're talking about is...
Meaning like a one-minute commercial?
No, Perry.
Time? If you were on the show, but you're not on the show.
Go ahead and ask him the right way.
Okay. The way that Perry wants to say it, I think, if I can speak on your behalf, Perry.
Go for it.
Is this. Were Perry on the show and he made a real commitment to stick with the big three, and you guys believed that he was operating in good faith... Would you guarantee that every podcast would have 1 minute where Perry could promote whatever he wants to, whether it be a skateboard or his other project?
Take off your headphones.
Wow, so what is he talking about?
What I think he wants, Perry, like what we gave to Terrifying Tim, a minute commercial time. I'd be more than willing
to. Why don't we do commercials, too, for stuff?
Because we haven't thought of that. I mean, you know, Terrifying Tim saw this perfect palette that he could paint on.
Right.
And he made money doing it. He's a brilliant fucking guy.
He's pretty sharp.
Yeah. I personally don't mind Perry promoting his stuff. He would have asked, I would have done it in a second. But did you hear what Greenberg said? Oh, if he made a commitment to the show.
Yeah.
He's never going to make that commitment to the show.
I don't think we can trust him because he quit the last time. He does remember?
Every single time.
He did, right?
You know what happened.
I'm a little foggy about it, but okay, I remember he was on it, then he wasn't on it, and then the other guy was on it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I got to admit one thing. Don't say anything to Perry. Don't let this slip.
Okay.
Perry's a dynamic performer, and he really was.
And he's kind of my best friend, dude.
Not really. Okay. All right, let's tell him to put this back. Let's get on. Hey, put your headphones back on.
Hey, what's up?
All right. I think here's my problem.
Okay, go ahead. I'm listening. I swear I'm listening to you.
I would be more than happy to let him have a minute.
What if Perry were to have a contract with you where there were certain conditions within the contract and he made a commitment to both you and DeMol and to the big three?
Well, what would he want in the contract?
Just hold on, like one. Just okay.
No, we don't have. We're in the middle of a podcast.
Are you still okay with all these?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, we have right now, we're going to say four conditions, okay?
Okay.
The first one is what we discussed. We want Perry to have 1 minute of guaranteed airtime every podcast to promote his skateboards or whatever else he wants to promote. That seems very...
Do we all get that?
Yes, you can have that as well, but Perry gets it for sure.
All right, I can
that's
I
fine,
can
right?
That.
That's not that bad. The other thing is we would like to have... no more mentions of the incident that took place in 1992.
What's that?
Well, we just don't want to bring it up.
The anymore. Randy Callahan bullshit.
Yeah. What if we had an agreement in the contract. We all agreed that going forward,
that every time we say it, we put $5 in a jar and Perry gets to keep the money.
Oh my gosh! I was going to say $250, but you'll do $5.
I'll do $5.
Wait a second. Every
How
time
about $500. Oh
no,
Perry, they don't have $500.
Okay, $5.
Okay.
So wait a second. So if someone mentions Perry getting blown, or the guy blowing Perry,
right?
Boom, he gets $5.
$5 each time. Each time, and there's no quantity discount. There's
so
no
wait,
discount.
Do you have to say the name Randy Callahan?
Yes.
And then you say the name Randy Callahan. Boom, Perry gets paid. You say it again. Boom. Like if you say the name Randy Callahan five times, Perry gets $25 right there.
That's right. $25.
Thank you.
What happens if
at the end of the show Perry will be allowed to collect the money from We'll call it the Perry jar.
Let me ask you this. Let's say that I say, "Hey, Randy Callahan, blow you today, $5."
That's $5.
Like then I say, "Hey, you get any blowjobs lately?
$5.
No, blowjobs we can talk about. We have guy talk. We have to be able to talk about blowjobs.
But what if we say, have you gotten any blowjobs from that one guy without mentioning
five
his
bucks.
Name?
I think
that's $5.
All right.
$5.
Now, you were saying you had some other things that you wanted to talk about.
I have another condition I'd like to bring up as a conditional of Perry coming back to the podcast.
Sure.
A
conditioner?
I would like to have Terrifying Tim permanently and forever removed from the podcast.
Okay, well, here's my problem. I didn't know this until recently, but Terrifying Tim's parents, very wealthy. Oh. They're part of the Kennedy family.
Interesting.
And
from Boston.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what he wanted to do is his parents are talking about possibly investing in Beantown Heat, which is the movie that he was going to star as Stone Fury in.
Really?
Yeah. So this is what we're facing right now.
That's interesting.
And his parents have the money. So when you say get rid of him completely, you know, do we do that? Because I can't. I'll make you this deal.
Is that
I'll make
firm?
You this deal. Well, nothing's firm in this business.
Let's turn the Three Musketeers into Four Musketeers.
Okay,
I don't know about that.
Yeah. It doesn't. Comedy works in threes.
I don't love that.
Here's what I can say. I will be willing to do something with Perry, but I'm not going to throw Terrifying Tim out completely. He's a good guy, but I will be willing to do this.
Okay, I'm listening.
If Perry made a commitment to us,
right,
and this, you want us to sign a contract, because I've been trying to get Perry to sign a contract forever.
You have never presented a contract to me.
You've never presented one to us either.
Never have.
Let's just move forward.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So what we'll do is this. This is my agreement. If Perry shows some good faith and comes here and treats us with some respect, the big three is back. I think, put her there, guys.
Big three!
Okay, so now the tables are set for our number one show of all time, Contracts. As you just heard, we all agreed to draw up a contract that Perry, Mole, and myself would sign. Our thoughts were, once this is signed, this would solve all of our problems going forward. That's where things will start off on this show. Now, over the course of these top 10 shows, I've been reading letters that the fans have written in where they talk about their top favorite episodes. Now, we got so many of these for contracts, I can't possibly read them all, but I've chosen two that I would like to share. So, let's start out with this one. Let's see here. Dear Don, I first heard about the Perry Project through the Vice magazine article in 2003. I was very interested in the film Windy City Heat, but in those days we didn't have a TV and we were nearly a decade away from the podcast. So I let it go. Years later, I discovered the podcast through the Ace Broadcasting Network and finally saw Windy City Heat, thanks to YouTube. In fact, I started listening to the podcast right around the time my favorite episode of all time aired. That show is called Contracts, and it's quite simply a masterpiece. I must have listened to that episode well over 200 times, and that is not an exaggeration in any way. I knew every word and every nuance to this glorious show, and any time I wanted to listen to the old episode, Contracts is the go-to podcast for me. This show has everything. The combination of Terrifying Tim, Dominic Monaghan, and the ultimate Perry setup is, in my mind, a perfect document of the genius of the Perry Project. The Randy Callahan callback is actually utilized in a brilliant way with regards to the Perry jar, which gives Perry $5 if any mention of the event in 1992. It's interesting that the Perry jar never really comes up again, even though the other elements of the Big Three agreement are held to include 60 Seconds with Perry. It was one of the better classic Perry setups. Contracts is purely focused on the setup. There's no guy talk, there's no $10 shout-out, or Perry's movie time. Just a classic mole play about the Titanic with Don the captain, Perry a slut, Dominic Monaghan the king of England, Terrifying Tim an old man, and Hank Greenberg the iceberg. Perfection. If Perry had any redeeming qualities as a human being, it would be hard not to feel bad for him. But he doesn't, and that's where we stand. I do give Perry credit, however, for being the vessel into which Don's comedy genius is perfectly suited for. Perry's refusal to change plays like a fine, moldy cheese that only the true comedy connoisseur can enjoy. Perry, in his antisocial, homophobic misogyny, has given the world a gift of comedy that will never be seen again in such brilliance. He truly will be top dog when it comes time for him to shuffle off this mortal coil. The Big Three is my religion. It is simple as that. When I think of the Big Three, I imagine Don, Mole, and Perry endlessly making more merry while the fans and army of Javajos laying pipe for the Lord, enjoying the twists and turns of an alternative reality that only a selective few are lucky enough to appreciate. Blessed by dog are they. I'm a simple man. I have a family, two little girls, and a cat. I have my day-to-day life. But at the end of a hard day laying pipe, I put the girls to bed, the wife is asleep. I retire to Daddy's room, put on my smoking jacket, grab my Meerschaum pipe, fire up some ACT, put on my earbuds, tune into the Big Three podcast, turn on and tune out. This is my time, and what a glorious time it is. Dog bless the Big Three. Nils van Otterloo. I hope I said that right. Pasadena, California. Well, Nils, that's pretty fucking special, I'll tell you that. Let me tell you something. That guy right there, Nils, he truly is a great guy. I've had the pleasure of meeting him a few times. He took me out to lunch once. And who can say anything bad about that? And he has helped us out tremendously behind the scenes. He gave us a bunch of equipment. There's not a lot of people that put their money where their mouth is. Nils is one of those guys. Thanks a lot, my good friend. All right, I'm going to read one more letter. Okay. Dear Don, what can I say about contracts? How can I articulate the grand piece of comic art and possibly do it justice? I don't think I can, but I'm going to try it. What we have in contracts is a gorgeous payoff after a culmination of masterful strokes of relentless setups. In its own right, the storyline could have been a second movie. That's how good it is. Perry being replaced by a rival by the name of Terrifying Tim is absolutely brilliant. Forgetting the hysterical nature of a grown man being into skateboarding and marketing his own line of crap skateboards and overpriced t-shirts, but Tim even wore a garbage bag jacket. Perry being replaced by Tim, then having ridiculous negotiations in attempt to get back with the Big Three, threats of a Perryless Beantown Heat, and of course, a crucial contract signing is as good, if not better, than anything in Windy City Heat. But then, the podcast was consistently like that, wasn't it? The beauty of the Big Three podcast was that it allowed us to go deeper into this wonderful world than the 90 minutes the film would allow. It allowed us layered stories and elaborate scenarios, all of which, of course, flew over Perry's head at the speed of sound. It is my sincere hope that we can be brought back to the world someday. There is truly nothing like this in the world of comedy, and it is absolutely criminal that the Big Three aren't the biggest thing ever. Well, for me, it is the biggest thing ever. I've listened to each episode of the podcast countless times. I'm sure I could even probably perform a one-man show of the episode Contracts, as I can recite each line word for word. I'm not normally one to write $10 shoutouts or contact any of you. In fact, I don't even have a Facebook account. But when I heard you were doing a top 10 shows list and were looking for people to write something about their favorite shows, I just couldn't pass it up. Your podcasts have carried me through some very serious rough patches over the last 4 years. What would I have done when I found myself driving cross-country over a nasty divorce? I was broke and unsure of my future. If I didn't have the Big Three podcast to keep me company over that entire stretch of that drive, I could have honestly envisioned me driving off a cliff. But no, I was too busy laughing while being mesmerized by that buffoon Perry and the maestros Don and Mole playing every string with precision skill. Even when I checked into my shitty motel to get a few hours of sleep, I could continue to listen on my headphones. Who would I have turned to after I lost my job of 13 years and didn't have the Big Three podcast to keep me comfort? I'm a bit emotional even while I'm writing this, just thinking about everything that happened. I just have to thank you, Don, thank you, Mole, and yes, thank you, Perry. Thank the three of you for introducing me to your wonderful, hysterical, crazy, layered, and brilliant world. I don't know where I would have been without you. If you think that I'm just saying this, trust me when I tell you, I'm not. I wish only the best for the future of the Big Three. I just pray there is a future. I'm hopeful your pilot takes off, and although I know the podcasts have ended, a guy can dream, can he? Regardless of the future, thank you for this wonderful gift you've given me. All the best, and Big Three, Jeff Mannion, Seattle, Washington. That's pretty freaking nice, Jeff. You know, thanks for taking the time to write that. There really does mean a lot, and I'm very thankful that you didn't drive off that cliff. That would have been messy, and we would have never gotten this letter. All right, so let's get down to it. It is time for the numero uno, the Big Enchilada, the number one show of all the episodes of the Big Three podcast, voted by you, the fans, from February 2011. This is the episode, Contracts. Number one. The long-awaited pot of gold here today.
Contract.
Because what we have
contract,
is we have
a contract.
I'd like to give everybody one. Here we go. We're going to sign them today. Let me read this so you know what we're doing. Perry has been chasing a contract forever, and he thinks that signing this contract is going to put him in a better position in life. But
yay!
It's called the Big Three Agreement. I'll read it, and if there's any changes, well, there's nothing we can do now. Don Barris, Walter Mole Molininsky, and Scary Perry Caravello, hereafter referred to as the Big Three, hereby agree to the following. All monies and or revenues paid to the Big Three for any type of group performances done together will be split three ways equally.
By who?
Among Don, Mole,
yes,
and Perry.
Yeah.
Why don't you read B, Mole? We'll do it at the end. Why don't you read B, Mole?
During every episode of the Big Three podcast, Perry will be allowed 60 seconds to promote his personal skateboard company and or any other
endeavors.
Choosing.
Okay, Perry, why don't you read C?
During every episode of the Big Three podcast, all members agree that there is to be no mention or reference to the Randy Callahan incident of 1992. Should any member make such references, they will incur a $5 penalty that must be remitted to the Perry jar immediately at the end of each podcast. All proceeds from this jar are acknowledged by the signers of this agreement to be the sole property of Perry.
Did that very well.
Pretty sweet deal for you.
He really did a good job. Yeah, absolutely. D, Don, Mole, and Perry hereby agree to hold each other harmless from the undertaking of any lawsuit or any other legal action against either each other or the Adam Carolla podcast, its owners, employees, or anyone else that becomes involved of the Big Three project. Should any member violate this hold, harmless agreement, they will automatically be deemed in breach of this agreement and so forfeit their individual share in any and all revenues owed to the Big Three going forward. Mole, why don't you read E?
Dan, Mole, and Perry further agree that, one, any failure by any Big Three member to appear in a timely fashion for all Big Three shows and or rehearsals. Two, any threats to quit the Big Three Productions.
Why don't you read that? You can read the last part right there.
Are a material breach of this agreement and will trigger the forfeiture of that member's individual share in any and all revenues owned to the Big Three going forward.
Okay, is there anything that confuses anybody here? Perry, are you confused in any way?
No confusion at all.
And you agree to all
and
this?
I agree to everything.
And I have not done anything to hurt you or anything to make you sign this. Have I?
Not yet.
Okay, why don't you sign this one, and we'll do this in an order. Okay, we go. I'll sign this right here. Don Barris. All right, and Mole, why don't you start? Well, I'll give this one right here. Perry, let me get this one over here. And this will hold us legally responsible for being professional, basically. I think that's the way this looks. Mole, here you go.
What is it?
This is the contract that Perry has wanted.
Oh, so that's cool. When did you get that?
Well, that's what we've been talking about for the last few minutes. So, Mole, I think that what we have here is we just need your signature on all three of these, and I think it becomes legal.
Wait a second.
Sign them.
What's the problem?
I gotta think about this.
What do you mean?
It's a big step.
What do you mean it's a big step?
Can I read it?
We just read it.
We just read it. Mole, what the fuck?
I didn't know that that's what we were reading.
What do you mean you didn't know that's what we were reading? That's what I said we
I'm
were reading.
I'm not a lawyer or a paralegal, okay?
But Mole, I told
Mole?
You.
Mole!
I told you that
Here's
we were
the pen.
Just sign these three things.
All right, let me look at it, okay?
We just read the goddamn thing.
I know, but I didn't know that that's what we were doing.
Mole, if you know anything about this show, you know that what we do, our goal is to be different than any other show there is. We talk about pop culture and our personal lives, and that's what we're doing right now. We're signing a contract that's going to set our personal life in a positive direction. I need you to sign these. It's very simple.
Like signing with pen, my name?
Yes, it's a legal binding contract.
I didn't know that.
Well, what do you disagree with? Do you disagree with giving Perry 60 seconds of commercial time?
I love Perry's commercials.
Okay.
I like when he goes, scary Perry skateboards, the only skateboards that you need to ride.
All right.
When you're looking for the finest in Canadian pine.
Pure rock maple, not pine.
Pure rock maple. Then you're gonna get the best skateboards.
Okay, but about the agreement, what do you disagree? You got a call?
Yeah.
All right. Guys, well, what do you disagree with? Do you disagree with Perry and the Perry jar?
Oh, look who it is!
It's terrifying, Tim. Oh, look at that.
How are you?
All right, sign this. Sign this agreement right here.
Sign it now.
What is it?
Sign it now.
Sit down.
Oh, you okay? Oh,
my God!
What happened now? The last time I saw you, you were going to the hospital at Mammoth.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Would you sign the motherfucking contract?
What happened?
Sign the fucking contract.
When?
Now. Sign.
And not a big deal. Just sign this
contract.
Hey, buddy, what's going on with you?
Oh, it's so good to see you guys.
Good to see you. Come here, Tim. How you been, buddy?
Hey, man. Terrifying Tim. It's good to see you.
What's been going on, man?
Sign the goddamn pieces of paper.
We're saying hi to Tim.
I've been laid up at John Quincy Adams' condo up in Mammoth.
Yeah.
Oh, how was that?
It was awesome, man. I mean, the shattering your conscience part wasn't so great. But,
Mole,
you gotta give me a second. Go ahead, you guys talk.
It's just
Mole. Fuck, they're talking. God damn it! There's three sheets of fucking paper in front of you. Sign them now.
Why are you so mad, man?
We're just in the middle of something.
Perry, get him to sign it.
Would you get him to sign it, motherfucker?
Mole, do something.
Sign the goddamn sheets of paper.
Hold on. You just return this.
Sign the fucking sheets of paper.
Okay.
I can sign.
I don't want you to sign. Get the fuck. No. But. Mole! God damn it!
What?
That's our fucking contract!
Don't sign that.
You're not supposed to sign anything, motherfucker.
Tim, I don't think
you're not a part of this.
I'm just trying to help, guys.
No, I don't want you to help! Get the fuck out of here!
No, don't tell him to get the fuck out. Perry, settle down.
Fuck you.
Don't fuck me. You want me out of here? I'm the host of the fucking show.
You're a piece of shit.
You want me to leave?
Hey,
are you serious?
The fucking contracts.
Let's just ratchet down our anger.
A lot of energy, right?
I know. I mean,
Mole, please. Listen, here's what I suggest.
I'm on some painkillers right now. I just like to tone it down, fellas.
Wow.
Why are you even here?
Okay. Well, I thought.
Big three.
Barry, you got to get in on this. All right. Maybe I shouldn't have invited Tim down today. See, Tim didn't know you came back. And he just got out of the hospital, so he's...
Whatever.
So I'm psyched to see you, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Big three! Get my hand off that fucking big three bullshit.
Perry!
I want to fucking smack you up.
Perry, why?
Fucking,
why?
He's a fucking bitch, that's why. He's not even a man. He's a fucking bitch. Show me your fucking pussy, you cunt.
Perry.
Get out of my fucking studio.
No, Perry, it's not your... Hold on. Stop right there.
Now you sign those fucking contracts.
Why don't we get... Me?
Why don't we get... Why don't we start out with you signing the contracts? I think it's good.
Sticks and stones may break my bones.
Thank you.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
All right, what I'd like you to do,
Mole,
just sign the papers. It's just the contract. It's just a contract.
It's our contract, Mole. It's nothing to do with Tim. Hey, Tim, you give those fucking...
I studied law at Bunker Hill.
Oh, awesome. I don't give a fuck what you studied, cocksucker.
You look at that for me.
The Big Three Agreement. Don Barris, Walter Mole, Malinsky, and Scary Perry Caravello. Hereafter referred to as the Big Three. I thought that was... Okay. Hereby agree to the following. A, all monies and or revenues paid to the Big Three for any type of group performances done together will be split three ways equally among Don, Mole, and Perry.
These guys just read a story just like this.
During every episode of the Big Three podcast, actually, Perry will be allotted 60 seconds to promote his personal skateboard company and or any other endeavor.
Oh, man.
During every episode. Do you want me to keep going?
You're not a part of this.
Terrifying Tim, let me just throw this at you. It's not that you're out of the Big Three.
What?
But we are the original Big Three. And I'm just saying this. I'm still thinking about Beantown Heat being a real thing that I'd like to be able to do.
Guys, we've got money lined up. We've got money lined up for Beantown Heat. I thought I was a part of this. I mean, I should be signing this shit.
Mole!
All right.
I should be signing this because you guys told me that I was on the Big Three.
You're not a part of this, motherfucker.
Yes, I am. Here I am.
No, you're a goddamn user. What? You're a fucking two-faced motherfucker.
But how is he a user? How is he a user?
That's stealing all my shit.
The reason I brought Tim in here, what he thought is this. We had a long talk, and he realized that your logo was similar to his.
No. He stole everything.
Okay, well, he's come in.
No, I've apologized.
He's
everything.
Come in to apologize. All right, tell him what you did
in
New York.
Take everything down. Take all that shit down. Change your whole thing completely or quit the goddamn business.
Did you see his new logo?
So I guess you invented skateboards. I guess nobody else invented skateboards. You invented t-shirts.
Wrong.
And you didn't even
ask my goddamn permission, motherfucker.
I didn't realize I had to ask your permission to design skateboards.
No.
All right, Perry, you're being a little selfish here.
Yeah, being a little selfish.
All right,
selfish.
Hold on. Let me
fuck
try to. No, don't tell me to fuck up. Don't you tell me to fuck up. Don't you ever. Perry, don't look at me like that. Don't touch my fucking hat. I said don't touch my hat. Now I'm going to tell you.
Don't give me any shit, son of a bitch.
Here's what I'm telling you. Shut up, Perry. Settle down. Here's what I'm saying. Tim came in today
Can I tell you guys what happened?
I'm not interested in what happened.
Well,
I'm interested in you signing
me. You're yelling at him. He was up in Mammoth and he broke his...
Okay. Mole.
Stop.
No, it's gone.
Tell him what you broke, just so everybody knows.
My coccyx.
Yeah. All right.
It means your tailbone. Everybody laughed at the hospital when I said it, too.
Terrifying Tim came in today to kind of apologize to you. So you started off on the wrong end.
Can I doodle on this for a second?
No, sign it.
I just want to write something. Before I forget, I want to write one thing.
Sign it.
What are you writing it so? You're drawing a stick figure. Why?
But look at this.
Drawing a stick figure with a penis. All right. Why did you need
why
to write that on the contract?
Why are you being an asshole?
Why did you write that?
Look at that.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty accurate.
Sign the contract.
You know what's funny about it? His penis is almost half the size of him. Think of a guy. Right. All right, that's very funny. But why don't you just sign this just so we can have this, you know, just sign that right there.
Before you guys do that, you got to sign the contract.
I want to know what the story is because you know, well, look, I try to be a positive, agreeable guy.
We are the three original.
Guy.
We are the three original.
Yeah, and it's been you're my understanding that I'm the new.
No, you're okay, not. You're right. You're not even a part of this.
Perry, can I take this?
Oh, you're not a part of
Perry,
this. You're
I'm
part
asking,
of the new project.
Perry, I'm asking you to please settle down for 1 second. Terrifying Tim, please, just for a second. You are one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life.
Thank you.
You're still a virgin, right?
Yep.
You've brought your virginity to what could be a great trio with yourself, Mole, and myself.
Yes.
All right. Now, my problem is this.
Perry,
is
Perry, your leg is going like crazy.
Perry has been
I'm
part
nervous.
Of this. All right. Uh-oh.
Whoa. Look who it is.
Yeah.
There's your buddy.
It's your agent.
Hey, Henry. Hey. Come on
it's
in.
It's Hank Greenberg. Oh, look who he's with. Hey.
Hey, that's the dead guy from that
the
show
guy
on
from, the Eminem video. Yeah. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Come on in. What's going on?
Sit down,
oh, my goodness.
Sit down, Hank.
Okay.
Hey, well, you guys.
By
Dominic
the way, Monahan. Walking in, Hank Greenberg Monahan. And Dominic Monahan.
Hello, Dominic.
Hey,
nice to
you?
See you.
Hey,
Dominic, take the chair.
I like that.
Hey, this is Perry's agent and
Tim, right?
Dominic.
Tim. Yeah,
Dominic
Tim
Monahan. Perpetic. Why is Dominic
Tim.
Here?
Take
nice
the...
to meet you.
I didn't see next to you, Perry.
All right.
Hank, come on in.
Here, there's some headsets for you. Hank, I'm going to have you share the headphones in. Yeah, sit right there.
Dominic, that's Mary Jane.
Hey, Mary Jane. I've heard them talking about you in the show.
All right, there's a mic right there for you. Now, why is Dominic here, Hank?
Oh, we're actually looking at maybe buying a restaurant together.
Oh, it's cool. Delicious.
So some nice locations to me today.
Can I ask you a question? Do you guys at your restaurant have onion rings?
Well, we haven't
Can
actually...
Can I tell you something about onion rings?
What's that?
You know what you do? You put buffalo sauce there and make buffalo rings.
That's an excellent
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, not that I'm not happy to see you, Dominic, but why are you here?
I'm here, you know, in support of Greeny. We've been friends for a long time. He called me up a couple of weeks ago and said, listen, I got a new client. Obviously, found out that was
Perry.
And he said,
Perry.
Someone who I think you should meet. Because obviously, when I'm in business with Greeny, that, to a certain extent, means that you're in business with me, too. And I have great connections. I know some people. I'm sure we could talk about things that we could do. And I wanted to express my support.
Wait a minute. Wow. So hold Thank everything.
You. Yeah,
so
you're welcome. You're welcome.
This guy is bringing quality actors like this to work with Perry?
Well, what happens is, you know, he represents me. That means, to a certain extent, I'm in business with Perry, too. And it's like a spider's web, you know. So,
Do you know us? Sure. Do you know who we are? We were in a movie, Windy City Heat. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I didn't. It wasn't my favorite film. I didn't especially like some of the.
Oh really?
Things that went on.
Yeah, really. Prank on me.
Yeah.
These guys kept pulling jokes on me the whole time.
You're going to say that about our movie? Our movie was somewhat real. What do you do? You do things like Lord of the Rings.
I do one of the biggest trilogies of all time.
Yeah.
One of the most successful TV programs of all time and
earn
millions of dollars on a monthly basis.
Yeah, but credibility wise, who likes you? Nerds.
I would say most of the Western planet likes me.
Well,
I like
him. That's a lot.
I'm a big fan. I'm honored.
I like him too.
I like you too.
When he goes out, he's like, great. Hey, where's the heroin? I want a party. Let's go to the beach.
Well, as I said, we're in the middle of something. I'm glad that Hank is here because we're about to sign a big three agreement. But I was just trying to tell Terrifying Tim. Now, Tim.
Yes.
Please don't take this as an insult because Perry is down to his last chance working with us. And we'd like to bring you back in. But the movie Beantown Heat is something we'd all like to do.
Me too.
And everybody's been working on their Boston accent. Show them a little bit what you're doing.
Facking, let's go to Cape Cod and get some facking lobsters, dude.
That's great.
That's really good.
That's
actually.
Really good.
Yeah. So we're.
Oh my God, this is Beantown Heat. We're the new big three.
Big
Don't fuck with us
fucking.
Because we'll fuck with you.
Big facking three.
That is the new Stone Fury.
You know what?
I'm Stone Fury. You don't want to step to me. I'll smack your teeth down your throat.
Maybe my pleasure.
You want me to
sit down, Perry. Sit down, Perry. Perry, what are you doing?
This piece of shit is gonna die if he doesn't get the fuck out of here now.
I was invited.
Here's what I suggest.
Where'd you get that
sweatshirt? I don't want you standing up, Perry.
What happened to Windy City Heat too? As opposed to Beantown Heat? What happened to
it? Moved to Boston.
Why?
Well, here's the real problem because Perry and
Hopefully things have changed, but Perry's somewhat unprofessional.
Not with this.
Not
with this guy.
Professional.
Okay. Oh, really? Who quit the fucking show? Numerous times.
I quit the show because of all the garbage.
Who sued everybody that was involved in the thing?
I sued because of all the garbage.
Oh yeah. Oh, let's forget it. That's the reason there's no Windy City Heat too, because of that. Not because.
That's the reason why I'm.
All right, we're trying to get this thing. All right.
And this motherfucker won't sign them up. Goddamn.
Can I show you guys something? Look at that juice, cock and balls.
He just drew that. That's kind of funny. You want to pass that to? Pass that to Hank.
That's your signature, Mo.
Did you sign this?
I signed the very bottom of all three.
He signed it before you got here.
Here, why don't you sign these real quick? Right.
Okay.
Did you want me to? Yeah.
Not you, terrifying Tim. You don't sign it.
Tim doesn't sign nothing.
Give
it back.
Tim, give me the contract.
I'm in the big three. I just
You're not a part
Give me
of
the contract,
this.
Please. Sure. Just for a second. Tim, I'm asking you, please. Give me the contract.
Can I be on as a writer?
Okay.
That's a thing.
All right, sign this real quick.
Okay.
Sure, you shouldn't sign anything without your agent.
You really shouldn't sign anything without.
You should always have your agent present.
Well, or another.
All right.
Or like, yeah.
Right here. Right here.
Okay.
And I believe.
It might not be binding until.
It's official. We are now the big three once again. Guys, put it there. Put your hand out there.
Congratulations.
Perry,
wait,
put it there.
Wait.
Mole. Big three.
This sucks.
What do you think?
Well, I'm going to have to go through it again a few times.
Here you go, Dan.
Thank you very much. You'll send this last one, and then we're done.
Can I see? I did that one. That's my cock and balls.
What's the matter? Hank. What's the problem over there? Hank, you're not saying anything. It's exactly what we agreed.
Perry, you know that you're no longer allowed to threaten to quit the big three, right?
Right.
And you're okay with that?
Right.
Like, you're not even allowed to say you might quit. Do you know?
Exactly.
Or every bit of money that's coming to him, you'll no longer be able to
see. You forfeit everything. You know that, right? Yeah.
So what do you say?
Not quitting, it's even you... Well, you signed this.
Yeah.
It's
already
done. So you can no longer even...
I can't quit, but I can beat the shit out of this motherfucker. No,
you can't do that for
he's
other reasons.
Ah, yes, I can!
Parrot.
Ooh.
Look what I'm making.
You are such a fag.
Perry, you are such a fag.
Hey, that's not cool,
can't
man.
Talk like
I don't care what I can talk
why don't you,
like.
Why don't you hand me that?
Say
why don't
I
hand
can't
me that back, please. Real quick, hand that back. Are you done with it?
What's done is done. Anyway, good job, Don. Congratulations.
On what? What did I do wrong?
Nothing. You didn't do anything wrong for you.
Well, what did I do wrong for Perry, in all honesty?
Perry, you understand, you can't...
I'm not going to quit.
But you can't, it's not quitting. You can't even say you're going to quit.
Okay.
You know that? Did you read that part?
Yeah.
Hold
what
everything.
What do you suggest?
Well, there's nothing to be done now. You put your signature on it.
But I know you're trying to, you want to say something, I know.
No. No. I just, you have to understand you can't threaten to quit anymore.
No. There's no threats to quit.
Okay.
There's threats to be a man now.
That's not, how's that a threat?
No. There's no, did I say a threat?
You said a threat to be a
okay.
man.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, well, here's
I mean,
what, hold
I mean,
on,
I
Perry.
Should, I
Perry.
Gotta be more of a man rather than a wimp.
I don't
look like a wimp.
Perry, I think you're very manly, just
thank
for,
you.
Just so you know.
Well, I think you're manly, too.
I've never seen hairier forearms before. Like,
that's
look at mine.
Well, that's testosterone, actually. On mine. That's testosterone.
You shave. What are you talking about?
I know.
He doesn't shave. There's hair there.
I'm teasing.
What is that that you said over there, Dominic? What is that?
Well, I'm pretty excited, to be honest. I brought...
Yeah.
I brought some script pages. Peter Jackson, as you know, the director of Lord of the Rings.
Jackson's dad.
No, I don't think that.
No, not
that's
quite.
That's not Michael
different
Jackson's
guy.
Dad.
That's
a
different guy.
He's making a Hobbit film, and after that, he's going to be making a prequel to Lord of the Rings, which we're going to be in. I'm going to be in. He sent me over some pages, and I was wondering, after talking with Pete about potential people to play one of these characters, if...
Well, that's like the biggest role out
there.
I would
love to.
It's a Hobbit. And he, I think he has your sensibilities, so I brought some pages. This one's for you.
Thank
if
you.
If you want to get
Perry, this is good.
Wow, this is like the first time anyone's going to hear from Lord of the Rings 4. Huh?
I don't
know. Excited. On our show. So this is another Big Three podcast first.
What would you like me? Am I?
You're Jeffrey Fandipacker, and okay. I'm Mary, obviously, from the original movie.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone wants to read in the. Does anyone have a copy of that?
Mole, why don't you? You're pretty good at this kind of
just
stuff.
Just read in the set the scene, Mole. It's almost like Mole play.
Do you have one?
Is there a copy? Over there?
Yeah, I brought hey, actually. Greeny. Yeah.
Greeny brought a bunch
got
of
one.
Copies.
Do you need two?
Well, I wouldn't mind following it if
okay,
I could.
Sure, yeah,
I'd love to read one. Just right.
Hey, why don't you read that?
Don, you know, maybe you and I could.
All right.
Still ringing.
All right. Mary Brandybuck walks down a path, talking to another hobbit, Jeffrey Fandipacker.
What an exciting adventure I just got back from, Jeffrey. Orcs and wizards. And elves and fairies.
Oh, I love fairies.
We know you do, Jeffrey.
It all sounds super fantastic.
It was. I nearly died.
I would die to get out of this boring old shire. Boy, oh boy, would I ever.
Now, don't cry, Jeffrey.
It's just you and Pippin and Frodo and Sam. Sure, just have a great time.
We did indeed, my homely little friend. And to top it off, we destroyed the One Ring of Sauron in Mount Doom.
Hey, what's that over there?
Jeffrey sees something, picks it up, and sees that it's another ring.
Look! Another ring of Sauron.
We all thought there was only one.
You thought wrong, Mary. Looks like you're going back.
No way. We're exhausted.
Then I'll do it. I'll destroy the other ring of Sauron.
You? You're the weakest, scrawniest, most troll-like hobbit in the Shire. Look at you. You look like a lady hobbit who would sooner lie down in the grass with one of the riders of Rohan.
I may look fetal and lady hobbitish, but I'll show all of you I will take up this challenge and go back to Mount Doom and throw this one into the fire too, because I'm Jeffrey the Hobbit, and my will is matched only by my roar of my voice. Yahoo! And so off I ride.
Jeffrey jumps onto his horse and rides off. Mary looks after him.
Goodbye, you fat, ugly, effeminate hobbit.
Wow.
That was good.
That was good. I would have liked...
Good job.
Yeah. No, round of applause for sure.
Can I say this? I've never seen
you
act better in my life, Perry. That was spectacular.
Perry, what got into you?
Cold as well.
That was like a whole new level.
Thank you.
Cold read. What I would have liked at the end, this speech at the end here, Perry, that big section that you got was to build a little bit more drama. I don't know if you have time to do it.
You know what this reminds me of? That Lord of the Rings movie.
Well, yeah.
It's the
Lord of the Rings movie.
Yeah. You weren't listening at all, were you, Mo?
It says Lord of the Rings 4 is still ringing.
Yeah, if you read the top, Mo.
You want to try it again? Where do you want to pick it up from?
I would like, just because I don't want to do the whole thing, but I could lead Perry in with this last line, and then Perry, on that line, that's you. That's basically like a... Like a battle cry. You know,
oh,
like
so
you
want me to be vigorous on the last part?
Yeah, you need to be showing the direction.
I mean, look, feeble!
Yeah, wait till he does. All right,
I'll lead you in. you're the weakest, scrawniest, most troll-like hobbit in the Shire. Look at you. You look like a lady hobbit who would sooner lie down in the grass with one of the riders of Rohan.
I may look feeble and lady hobbitish, but I'll show all of you. I will take up this challenge and go back to the Mount Doom to throw this one into the fire, too. Because I'm Jeffrey the Hobbit, and my will is matched upon my roar of the voice. Yeah! And so off I ride.
Jeffrey jumps on his horse and rides off. Mary looks off after him.
Goodbye, you fat, ugly, effeminate hobbit. That was decent.
Wow, that was powerful.
Thank you.
Stop the music.
Good job.
Obviously, we've recorded this for the podcast. If it's all right with you, Don, if I could take some of those sections and then have them sent off.
I am more than happy. I'm just blown away by your acting skills.
I didn't know you were such a good actor.
Yeah. Wow. Nice work.
Whoa.
DC.
I've been taking some acting classes too, I have to say that I'm impressed. I mean, I've done some cold reading. I've doing a cold reading workshop at S&W Casting, and it's been. I mean, that was pretty impressive.
Would you be interested in hearing from Terrifying Tim over here?
If you want to throw down the gauntlet, I'm not sure.
I mean, if you'll have me, just as practice, I'm just learning it. But I did do a commercial just this week.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man, you're more than welcome.
You like to do television commercials, huh?
Hey, I'll do whatever you guys, you know, whatever people pay me
to
do.
Before we get into this, I want to say one thing. I saw in a newspaper, there was a picture of Obama with a Terrifying Tim shirt on.
I know, isn't that crazy?
I was blown away by that. Yeah. Congratulations. What?
Thank you. Thank you.
The President of the United States was wearing a shirt of his.
Yeah.
Holy smoke.
Yeah, my cousin works in D.C., and he's an intern at the White House, and I sent him a whole bunch of T-shirts.
Wow.
And he's...
You know you're a crook.
What?
You know you stole my stuff.
Well, this is the new design.
This is the totally new design. I apologized for, you know, being inspired by your
inspiration. To be inspired by me, but you gotta ask. You did not ask. You stole.
Part of it is he idolizes Dice Clay.
Yes.
And
I'm a huge Dice fan.
Dice would never do that. He'd never ask. He'd just take.
He'd just do.
Yeah.
He's the Dice Man.
And that's why Tennyson beat the fucking shit out of him, too.
No, that's not
That's kind of like that.
That's
not
true at all.
Stuff.
Well, would you like to hear him read this then?
Yeah, sure. I mean,
sure.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Dan, you read the directions again.
Tim, are you happy with your current...
Lord of the Rings 4, still ringing.
I think so.
Exterior, night. Mary Brandybuck walks down a path, talking to another hobbit, Jeffrey Fandypacker.
What an exciting adventure I just got back from, Jeffrey. Orcs and wizards, and elves and fairies.
Fairies? Oh, I love fairies.
We know you do, Jeffrey.
It all sounds super fantastic.
It was, I nearly died.
Ugh. Died? I would die to get out of this boring old shire. Boy, oh boy, would I ever get... I'll never get out of this shire.
No, don't cry, Jeffrey.
It's just you and Pippin and Frodo and Sam. You must have had a great time on all your adventures.
We did indeed, my homely little friend. And to top it off, we destroyed the One Ring of Sauron in Mount Doom.
Hey, what's that over there?
Jeffrey sees something, picks it up, and sees that it's another ring.
Look, another ring of Sauron.
We all thought there was only one.
You thought wrong, Mary. Looks like you're going back to Mount Doom.
No way, we're exhausted.
Then I'll do it. I'll destroy the other Ring of Sauron.
You? You're the weakest, scrawniest, most troll-like hobbit in all of the Shire. Look at you. You look like a lady hobbit who would sooner lie down in the grass with one of the riders of Rohan.
I may look feeble and lady hobbitish, but I'll show all of ye. I will take up this challenge and go back to Mount Doom and throw this one into the fire too. Because I'm Jeffrey. Jeffrey the Hobbit. And my will is matched only by my roar. Yeah, ooh, 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 ooh. And so off I ride.
Jeffrey jumps on his horse and rides off. Mary looks after him.
Goodbye, you fat, ugly, effeminate hobbit. Hey, I didn't know you.
Really well, Mary.
Where did that voice come from?
Wow, you're really good.
That was a very, very decent, strong Scottish accent.
Oh, thanks.
Oh,
you have
Boston.
Scottish parents?
No, I've just been... I'm from Boston, originally. Mm-hmm. I grew up my whole life talking like this, and I've worked very, very hard to lose the accent. I've been working with a vocal coach, and he's helped me a lot. He's taught me some other accents, and I just learned... I've been listening to these tapes, these, like, Scottish tapes. You know, kind of like a book on tape thing. Like
Scotch tape!
Yeah.
That's funny.
I get it.
That's funny.
And so...
accents. Don, if it's all right, if I could take both of those audio clips...
Oh, my God, that would be
absolutely.
So amazing. If you could send that along, that would be...
Because you never know what the director's going to respond to, you know?
But I just want to be heard.
Solid.
I mean,
just
solid.
Out of curiosity, mm-hmm. you know he's possibly doing a movie called Beantown Heat. Mm. Can you do a Boston accent?
I can kind of do a Boston accent.
That's awesome. We should put him in the new movie.
I'm an actor. Wow. Hey, whoa. I'm an actor. Come on.
Hey,
you know, Boston is one of the coolest
Boston,
places.
Boston, eh? You want me to do Boston accent? Eh?
That sounds like New York.
That's like Brooklyn.
What are you talking
like
about?
Brooklyn.
That's like Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Matt Damon, yeah. Matt Walt. I mean, it's Boston's hip right now.
They're doing a lot of shooting
in the world, really.
Boston is very hip right now.
Brad Delp.
No, he's no longer with
Brad?
He's from Boston, the lead
singer. He lighted up two barbecue grills in his bathroom.
I gotta use the restroom again.
Hey, Tim, are you happy with your current representation?
I think so. I mean, I've only been with him about, 10 weeks, but so far he's got me 2 commercials. I've got no complaints. But why? Are you looking for new clients?
I'm always looking for new clients. And
see, because all he sends me out is on commercial stuff. I'd love to audition for more movies like I just did.
Absolutely.
Well, wait, I know if you're in business with Greeny, you're in business with me. So
D's awesome. Hooked up pretty big, so. I don't know what
you're talking. I'd love to have your number.
Oh, we're going to take care of business, okay, Perry. We will take care of business.
Well, Perry, too, but,
let's talk.
I don't want to step on Courtney's toes.
No, it's fine. He's, I don't know him that well.
It's an interesting question.
Talking about being a Scottish.
Oh, nice.
Your brother is Scottish.
That's a Scottish accent?
I don't know. It could be English. Could be Scottish.
Wow.
Could be Aussie. I don't know.
Have you written this down, Greeny?
He does Scottish, Aussie, British.
If I can,
fucking Aussie, dude. Aussie rocks.
If I can push Perry just for 1 second, he does an unbelievable Wolfman Jack. Listen to this.
We're going to talk about the Wolfman Jack.
Holy
That's
shit.
The main man from the 50s.
Jim Ignatowski. Jim Ignatowski.
Oh, you want to talk about... talking about Jimmy Matuska.
Jack Carter. Do Jack Carter.
Do Jack Carter. Who the fuck is Jack Carter?
Do Jack Carter. Okay, all right. That's not that good. All right, but the other two were good. Hey, but
first two are great. Yeah.
You got to write that stuff
down.
Wow.
No, I can't do that.
All right, now what we're going to do is I'd like to kind of show off your skills, if I could, Perry. You ready to sing a little bit?
Okay.
All right, now, Perry, you got your voice ready? Do you need to do any exercise to get
Can
it
I
going?
Can I get a little more water, please?
No.
No?
No. There's no more water here.
All right.
What are you going to sing? All right, if you would, hit it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Come on.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Bitch.
Woohoo. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Back in black. I hit the sack. I've been too long and glad to be back. The sound let loose from a noose. That's getting me hanging around, living on the sky. Don't get me high. I get the urge because I never die. I got 9 lives. Cat's eyes. Cause everybody that I want to watch. Because I'm back.
He's back.
Yes, I'm back. Woohoo. The fuzz. Well, I'm back. Well, I'm back.
Wow.
You like that song, Dominic?
I do pretty good back in black.
Are you serious?
I don't want to. I mean, I'm not in the same league.
No, he's good, though.
I'll give it a pass.
We've done a lot of karaoke.
You want to try this?
Sure, I'll give it a pass.
All right, let's set it up again. Here we go. Once again, Dominic Monaghan. Here we go again.
That song from before.
Come on, you can rock, though, Perry. Help him out. Just rock with it.
Yeah, you can help me out, Perry, if I'm yourself some stuff. Okay.
Stop. Are you okay? Terrifying Tim, you look a little jealous.
Do it up, Tim.
No, I can't. I couldn't even begin to try. I mean,
you want to try it?
No,
you're
I don't.
An actor.
Come on.
I'm afraid. I don't sing so good, but.
It's a screaming competition, essentially.
All right, let's set up the.
I don't even know the words. Honestly, I don't even know the words.
Feel it. Perry feel the flow.
All right, I'll try. I mean, I'll try.
All right, hit it again. Here we go.
Yeah.
Perry can help.
All right, if you don't know it, we'll all help out. Here we go.
Greatest songs of all time.
Ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah. Rock and blend! Not yet! Not yet! Not yet!
it.
Got to wait for the intro. Nice one. But I get back! I hit the side!
Stop. I don't think this has ever been done in the history of podcasts or radio. Why don't we do, including you, Hank, Mole, why don't we do one group song? Oh,
yeah. Which song should we do?
Well, why don't we do the same one we've been doing?
Which that's one?
Right, okay. Back in Black.
I fucking love
it. You
want to
do it one time? All right, everybody, get ready. Here we go. But we got to rock the fuck out of this. All right, here we go.
Come on, Scatmaster.
All right, buddy.
Hit it! Oh, shit!
Perry,
this is your chance to do something in life.
God!
Most of your life, nothing has gone good for you. This is your chance to win. Here we go.
Could you stop? Wait for the intro.
Rocking out with the big
the
three.
The first time fuck. I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit, yeah. Wait a minute. Do that again. Do that again. Get a picture of this.
Yeah.
First time I'll do this.
Whoa.
Yes.
You know what? Everybody, put your hands in here.
Yeah, let's get it.
Get over here. Go over here, Hank.
All right.
We're all in the
big three. No. See? Everything worked out in the end. The contracts were signed, and everyone lived happily ever after. Perry was a man of his word, and he stood by the terms of that contract, and he never threatened to quit the show again. Well, if you listen to any of the other 147 shows that followed this episode, Contracts, you know that's complete bullshit. But there we have it. The top 10 Big 3 episodes of all time, voted by you, the fans. And I have to say, that was a lot of fun to do. So thanks to all the fans who participated, who wrote their list and their letters. You guys really took it seriously, and for that, I thank you very much. Now, you might think this is where I say goodbye for good, but not so fast. We're going to continue to put out these best of shows, and you're going to be treated to some amazing shows, I promise you that. In fact, we're going to give you never-before-heard content on some of these upcoming shows. I won't say anything more now, but you don't want to miss that, I assure you. Now, if you want to get in touch with us on the social media, be sure to like us on Facebook. You can find our official page at facebook.com, The Big Three Podcast. If you want to get in touch with me on Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1. Facebook, I'm at Don Barris. Instagram, check out my SimplyDon1 Instagram. On Vine, I'm at Don Barris. Every week, you can check out my SimplyDon the Podcast that comes out every Saturday. And if you're in the Los Angeles area, every night I close out the show at the world-famous Comedy Store. Monday nights, if you're here, you don't want to miss this. The Ding Dong Show at 10 p.m. And I know I've been saying it for a while, but it's actually happening very soon. The Ding Dong Show podcast is coming to Simply Don, the podcast network. We're going to have a big celebration. We're going to show a lot of videos, including the never-before-seen The Ding Dong Show movie. Now, we do need help keeping all this stuff going over here at Simply Don, the podcast network. And the way we can get that done is by you going to our store and buying some stuff. That's at www.simplydonthepodcastnetworkstore.com. Well, we'll see you next week. I'll see you around. And it's time for me to say goodbye.